Okay, we're picking up at Tzavas Rivash Os Chav. Yachoz b'midas rizos ma'od, that a person should grasp onto the midah of rizos, the midah of alacrity. All right, of working in haste, but not in recklessness. And this is definitely a hard midah to acquire. Mesillas Yesharim speaks about this midah in chapter 6. We're going to open that up, actually. Let's take a quick look. Let's go through it in English just to save ourselves some translating time. Mesillas Yesharim reads, notice how man's nature is characterized by lethargy, since this physical element of dust from which man has been formed is coarse. For this reason, man is not at all enthusiastic about effort and work. To be able to serve the Creator, may his name be blessed, a person must overcome his own nature, and he must do it with alacrity. That's from the Mesillas Yesharim, chapter 6, on Zrizus. So let's go back to the Baal Shem Tov. Yakum bezrizus mishinato. So Dafka, the Baal Shem Tov, is saying that it's important to get out of bed with Jesus. Because in the morning, a person is a new creature, and every day is its own unit. And today, I'm a completely new Bria. Every day, we're born with this new level of life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants us. Right? And because He grants us this life, it means that He must believe in us. Because if He didn't believe in us, He would have no need to bring us back to this world. And if that's the case, then we should be jumping out of bed because we thank God we have a fresh start. Moda'ani lefanecha melechai v'kayam shechazarti b'nishmas b'chem l'rabim unasecha. Ready, give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you return my soul to me. And you do that with compassion and you do that with emunah in me because you believe in me. So the least I could do is believe in myself. So dirt is associated with depression. Dirt is heavy. It's the ground. If a person can reach a level of his chadshus when they wake up, and we're not focused on our past, so it's extremely helpful and aiding us in the fight against sadness, depression, and laziness. Because very often these things stem from us looking back, right, at our past failures and letting that get us down. But we have to realize that's clearly the Yetzer Hara. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed us with new life this morning, it's because He still believes in us. And He still believes we can accomplish our mission. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have given us our two eyes, and He could have placed them both in different directions. Right? One in the front of the head, one in the back, or both of them on the sides, or whatever it could have been. It could have been a different situation. But He put them both in the front of the head. And some of the Sfarim say that that's to remind us that a Yid always needs to be looking forward. And the Sfarim say that 90% of tshuva applies to the future and not looking back to the past. Let's go weiter. Kinet chadesh v'nase adam acher. Right, we read this. V'hu roi lo lid. V'nase k'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu shehu lid olamos. And it's like parallel. It's analogous to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, that He creates new worlds every day. So too, a person is supposed to try and create a new world within himself every day. Every day is its own unit. Don't get stuck in the past. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did He do when He created the world? He created the world and destroyed the world. Created the world and destroyed the world. And then He created the world. Right? That's what the Midrash says. So the same thing. Sometimes we have days where we feel like they were destroyed days. I didn't do what I could have done for that day. I didn't reach my potential of that day. Right? We woke up late. We missed this. We missed that. We felt like the potential that we had wasn't even close to live up to. You look at the clock, and it's already 4:30 in the afternoon, and then at that point, you know, you're stuck on looking backwards, and you're like, I wasted my day. And it's even harder to make use of the rest of the day. But you know what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu first destroyed worlds before He created worlds. And it happens. But the goal is to keep moving forward and start creating worlds. V'chein kol davar she'osa yaseh bezrizos. Ki b'chol davar yichol avodas Hashem. And he finishes off this oath by saying that everything a person does, they should try and do with this midah of Jesus. Everything. It's not just when a person's getting up in the morning. It's not just when a person's going to make it to shul in time. Every single thing you do, if you truly believe that everything we do could be in the realm of holiness, so then everything we do should be with Jesus, right? Jesus might deem the mitzvah. So if everything we're doing is a mitzvah, hopefully, right? Because we really have that potential to make everything we're doing throughout our day and mitzvah. We're not going to focus on that in this year. That's a separate year. But if we do have the right mindset in when we go to work, when we go to school, when you go pick up your children, when you're playing with your children, if you're cooking dinner, if you're, whatever it is, when you're helping out another person that needs help, all with the right mindset, all of these things are mitzvahs. When you're going grocery shopping, well, everybody has the opportunity to do whatever action that's within the realm of the arba chalakim of Shulchan Aruch, as long as it's within those chalakim of the Shulchan Aruch. So it's not enough just to have an action that's permitted and you're able to do it, but you have the opportunity to make a mitzvah. Again, we're not going to get into that right now. We'll get into that more further this year. But the point being that as long as a person is performing any action and trying to do it l'shem shemayim, it should be done in a way where the person's putting in a lot of effort. He's hustling, he's moving quick, he's putting in what he can. Not in a way, again, not in a way of recklessness, you're moving too fast and you're not completing tasks the appropriate way. But no, we should be moving. We should be moving in life. We should be moving in everything we're doing. This is the midah opposite of dirt. When one is down in the dirt, they're sluggish, they're slow to move. And the eighth of the Baal Shem Tov is to start our day on the right foot, because it sets the tone for the day. Start with moving in a way which makes it obvious to you that you have a mission to accomplish. And I would guess that's why many people probably like to exercise first thing in the morning, because they want to feel like they're moving with the beginning of their day. Obviously, it's a great thing to do after a person davens to try and exercise. It's a very positive thing. Also, should be within the realm of one's avodas Hashem. This should be seen. You know, go into this with the mindset of it's a mitzvah, and we could turn it into a mitzvah. But that's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says the day is short, the work is a lot, and the boss is demanding. So I don't think anybody could deny the fact that life is short. Regardless of how many years a person lives, life is still going to feel short. So imagine how much more we'll accomplish in life if instead of looking back at our previous failures and letting that ruin the rest of our day, or the rest of our week, or the rest of our semester, or the rest of our quarter, whatever it is, stop looking in the past, look forward, run towards our future with great alacrity. We could do this, right? And we'll be devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a completely new level. We get so bound and so broken over our past struggles because we think that's a special thing, that's a holy thing. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. That is the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara, the Baal Shem Tov teaches, the main trick of the Yetzer Hara isn't just to get a person to sin. His greater trick is getting a person to be sad after he sins. Because it's obvious that if a person is sad after they sin, so then they're just going to continue on that negative road. Right? Whereas if a person says, you know what, no matter what, I'm going to be besimcha, because it means that I'm going to be able to get back up and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm going to be able to go daven that mincha, or I'm going to be able to go talk to that person the appropriate way, the right way, the nice way, and I'm not going to be short with them, even though I don't feel the best about, you know, the way I spent my morning, or the way I spent, you know, my weekend, whatever it is. That's a winning attitude. A winning attitude is constantly, can I feel like I'm being reborn? Can I feel this awakening, this newness? And Hashem should help us. Hashem should help us seize the moment. He should help us look forward. He should help us be positive, focus on moving, focus on everything that we could still do. And we should remind ourselves that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He doesn't want us to be looking back and getting stuck, and so much so that it just keeps us down in the mud. Look up, look forward. There's so much to see in front of you. There's so much for us to go. There's no time to look back and get stuck in our past failures. Right? It's the first line of Shulchan Aruch. Yitgaber kari lamod baboker alavodas baro. That's it. Wake up like a lion in the morning to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. That's the Vodach, folks. Shulchan Aruch starting off with it. It's our starting point also. You have to start with this positive perspective in the morning. It has to be when we wake up with the make sure the first thing we're trying to feel are positive feelings about ourselves, about our day, and about our future and what we can accomplish in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to be positive, to look forward, to be besimcha, and this should give us the strength to live every day fully. Full days, so we should be able to have full years and a full life, B'ezrat Hashem. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great day.